This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Friday, September 26th, is the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons. Following the 80th year since the bombings of Trinity, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki, did you know that 2025 is also the 80th year since the formation of the United Nations? The General Assembly's first resolution recognized nuclear disarmament as the principal goal of the United Nations. On Friday, September 26th, take time to acknowledge the world coming together for the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons at the United Nations in New York and Geneva. The General Assembly commemorates the day as a reaffirmation and priority for the world community to work for global nuclear disarmament. The United Nations acknowledges that, quote, commemorating this day at the United Nations is especially important given its universal membership and its long experience in grappling with nuclear disarmament issues. It is the right place to address one of humanity's greatest challenges, achieving the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons, end quote. To assist in meeting these goals, a new international platform for civil society actions and events has been created. It is called Nuclear Abolition Day and brings together individuals and organizations from around the world to take part in an action or event on that day. It calls on governments to announce concrete plans for the prevention of any use of nuclear weapons and the achievement of a nuclear weapons-free world by 2045, the 100th year since the bombings and the creation of the United Nations. To encourage involvement, the Nuclear Abolition Day launched a multifaceted social media campaign called Stop Nuclear Weapons. Peace is in our hands. To encourage individuals and organizations to use their hands in symbolic and cooperative ways to promote nuclear disarmament. One example is to create a peace sign in the palm of your hand. Additional examples are available on the Parliamentarians for Nuclear Nonproliferation and Disarmament website, or PNND.org. Another opportunity for involvement is to sign the appeal to the United Nations that affirms the desire, among others, to cut nuclear weapons budgets and redirect those funds to strengthen the United Nations, accelerate steps to protect the climate, and meet human and economic needs. Locally on Friday, September 26th at noon in Santa Fe, join with Veterans for Peace and others, including Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, at the corners of East Alameda and Sandoval to commemorate Nuclear Abolition Day as part of the weekly one-hour peaceful protest to abolish nuclear weapons. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.